It's 8 degrees right now. Tony Koppel's interview with Bishop Peter Coffin on the...
I'm sitting with Bishop Peter Coffin in the Synod offices in downtown Ottawa. And what we're going to be talking about is the Alpha Course, and specifically the Ottawa Alpha Conference, which will be taking place on the 26th and the 27th of October. The co-chairs of this conference are Bishop Coffin and also the Reverend Dr. Alan Churchill. Alpha, of course, began in the Anglican Church, although these days you'll find Alpha in every major denomination. Bishop Coffin, when did you first become aware of Alpha?
I'm not too sure when Alpha really first began, but I became aware of Alpha in the early 90s when I was a parish priest, and I'd heard of people throughout the diocese, because we were certainly reasonably close in the diocese, having a rather good experience of a gathering and a teaching. And the word got around that people were enjoying something, and I'd heard about it then, and I thought, you know, we need to have more of this kind of thing. What is it? And from then on, I proceeded to seek out information about this rather interesting, what can I call it, process, or, just way of learning more about the gospel.
10 years ago, I think there were about just 10 courses running in London, and now we've got 18,000. To what would you attribute this extraordinary growth?
Well, I think that there is a, despite what seems to be a decline in membership in the mainline churches, there seems to be some data that indicates that people are on a spiritual quest in the land. There's more of a quest for spiritual things, spiritual truth, although it's not often reflected in church membership. And I think that, certainly within churches, people are saying, we really need to know more. People are asking, certainly in the Diocese of Ottawa, for more teaching, that we've really failed there. And I think any efforts to take people deeper into their faith is long overdue. At one time, I think, almost forgotten, and people are looking for it. I hear people saying, we'd like more Bible studies. We'd like to delve into it. We'd like to get a little deeper than the superficial stuff we've had. And I remember in the early church, when the gospel was preached, it was called a kerygma, and that was the preaching that enticed people to respond to Jesus. But it wasn't enough. Then had to come the didache, which was the teaching. Now that we've accepted Jesus, now that we think this Jesus is a good thing for us, what are the implications of that? And I think that we haven't been as good at the didache, the teaching. And I think that's one of the strengths of Alpha.
Well, what's the fundamental message of the Alpha Course?
Well, I think the fundamental message of the Alpha Course, and I'm seeing this from people that have experienced it, is the head trip that has been Christianity for many of us has moved a little further to touch the rest of the, to touch the soul, that people are learning something about the truths of Christianity, and what are the implications for us personally and as a community. Because part of the method of the Alpha method is to gather together, to dine together, just to be together. And so I think it's to move, to internalize this faith on a more substantial level, in a holistic level. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. To touch all of those. I don't think we've been touched by the gospel on all of those levels. And I think that's part of what Alpha does. I love the dictum of St. Anselm. I believe so that I may understand. Fides credens et electum, faith seeking understanding. You know, quite often there's that kernel of faith there, but it's still, and that's the point of departure, then it seeks understanding. And I think Alpha helps do that. So I think it helps fulfill part of the dictum of one of the old Archbishops of Canterbury, St. Anselm, quite a long time ago, but I don't know. I just see a connection there.
We mentioned that Alpha started in the Anglican Church, or I can say in the Church of England if you live there, and now it's spread. I understand it's spread into many different denominations. How do you feel about that? Any comments on that?
Well, I just God needs to start somewhere. In this case, we're just kind of grateful that God started with the Anglican Church, and grateful that God didn't leave it just there. I think that's just a great thing. I suppose God could have started anywhere. I'm just grateful it's moved.
And where do you see it's moved to? I mean, has it moved to just about every denomination now?
Sure, I think it's moved to almost every denomination. There's some areas it hasn't quite moved into, but I think that there are, my experience of other places where the Spirit moves, it sort of roots somewhere for a little while, but takes a while to root somewhere else. I think it's going everywhere, and I think it's applicable everywhere. It touches on the main points of the faith, you know, the core understandings, and really doesn't want to get itself involved in areas of contention or debate. I think it really is more concerned about the essential faith rather than some of the peripheral issues, and I think that's good, and I think that helps to make it applicable everywhere.
What's the purpose of the upcoming Ottawa Alpha Training Conference on October the 26th and the 27th this year at Dominion Chalmers United Church?
It certainly is a training conference, and I think it allows folks that are thinking seriously of running Alpha courses to have some of the tools to start that up. It allows others that have been running Alpha courses to be refreshed, because you can be into a good thing for a fair period of time, but you still need to be refreshed. I think it's always good for people who are engaged in some kind of a ministry to be together. There's support in that. There are conversations to be had. People share best practices when they do something, learnings from all of those kinds of things. So I think it's to expand a network of folks, to give this gift, and to strengthen folks that are already into it. But it's largely a training conference, a support conference, an encouragement conference, and a time to pray together about what God's will is for us and how best we fulfill it through Alpha. And I dare say in other ways. I mean, God will reveal what God wants to reveal when we gather, you know.
Now, looking down from your position as bishop, would you encourage priests throughout the diocese to attend this conference, and indeed in other denominations, ministers and pastors?
Oh, sure. My predecessor, Bishop John Baycroft, in one of his talks to the Synod, said if you're not doing some kind of teaching program in your diocese, nurturing program, try Alpha, you know, because there's something that's here. And there are other ways of teaching, of course. There's no one way of doing anything, but this is proven to be successful, and it's proven to be a good thing. I would encourage clergy to attend this particular conference. I think the clergy's role in a parish or a pastorate is to encourage the people of God in their mission, and so it would just be a good thing to have some understanding of what that team is doing in the ministry. It just makes it so much easier to encourage and nurture and strengthen teams if we have some sense of what everybody's doing. I might also add that I made my Curcio many years ago, and I was already, I put in quotation marks, a professional theologian, and on that level, probably didn't teach me any new data, but it taught me a whole lot of other things. And so, one, I would say to pastors, don't be too proud. There are things that one learns when the whole people of God gather. But I would say to the clergy, encourage people to go to Alpha. Speaking as one of the clergy, we may not be able to make a lot of things happen, but we can make some things happen, and we can also make things not happen. And I think if we get behind this and think it's a good thing, or feel it's a good thing, then we should say so as well.
Are there any particular areas of emphasis that this Ottawa conference is targeting?
We would like people to understand that although this may have had some origins in an Anglican church, it might be just one of the many places in which God seeded the project. It's probably, I believe it is, but other churches will have to make that that decision. But I think it's applicable to the entire body of Christendom. So I think one of the reasons for gathering is to say that this is helpful to all of our sisters and brothers in Christ. I understand that there is some emphasis on prison chaplains. That is good, because Jesus said something very definitely about ministering to the captives and visiting. Youth Alpha there are alpha in other venues outside of churches. I understand that it began in homes, spread beyond that, is probably returning to homes again. But there are other places in which this can take place, and there will be practical details on how those things can happen. So I think there are a number of things at this conference which will inform us as to how to widen the scope of Alpha, to cross those denominational boundaries which so beset us, and to create places. But there's, in other words, there's no place where the gospel doesn't touch, or where we can pursue this together. And there'll be some practical ways of getting to that.
I've got one more question for you, and this perhaps is looking far forward into the future. What's the best result that you would hope for from this conference over the long term, over the very long term?
I remember Dr. Graham saying of the mission, because we were all excited that once the mission was over, all of a sudden our churches would be filled. I think some of us sort of hoped that. But Dr. Graham said, you know, might not see the fruits of something like this for a few years. He's been running those missions, and I think we've seen fruit from that mission. I think we saw fruit being born right after the mission. But we were exhorted to be patient. You know, if the seed is sown, it grows in God's time. So I see benefits short-term and long-term. In the immediate term, I see people who are inquiring. You know, there are inquirers in the land. I see people who are inquiring who have been probably fed milk in the past, and this is the spiritual food is deeper than that. In the long term, I think as people are strengthened in every generation, it impels them to live that gospel all the days of their life, to pass it to the next. Because the only reason the gospel gets from one generation to another, and it has for a number of millennia now, is that it gets passed on. And anything en route that helps make that happen is a good thing.
Bishop Peter Coffin, I do thank you most sincerely for spending this time with us, for your wisdom and insight into the Alpha Course, and for your encouragement of the upcoming conference. The conference, as we said, is on Friday, October the 26th, and Saturday, October the 27th, two full days. You can register by phoning our registration line at 613-226-1753. Or you can go to our website and print off an application form and send that in. The website address is www.ncf.ca/alpha, and you will see a link to the conference page at the top of that local Ottawa site. This is Tony Koppel for the Ottawa Alpha Conference Organizing Committees, signing off.
Alpha, an opportunity to explore the meaning of life.
How do I deal with my guilt?
What relevance does Jesus have for my life?
What happens when I die?
The late Reverend Pierre Coffin of Ottawa puts it this way.
There's more of a quest for spiritual truth. People are saying, we really need to know more. People are asking for more teaching. And I think any efforts to take people deeper into their faith is long overdue, and people are looking for it. And I think that's one of the strengths of Alpha.
The Alpha Training Conference will teach you all you need to know to start Alpha in your church or community. The next training conference is October 26th and 27th at Dominion Chalmers United Church, 355 Cooper Street in Ottawa. To register, visit the website at www.ncf.ca/alpha or call 226-1753 for information. The deadline for registration is this Monday. The Alpha Conference, October 26th and 27th, because we all have questions.
And just a reminder again, the deadline for registration for the Alpha Conference is this Monday. Thank you very much, Tony Koppel, for holding that interview with Bishop Peter Coffin. I appreciate that.